Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Morning Reflections. It's been a week, and how is everybody doing? The world is starting to get back to normal, but what really is normal anyway? It seemed like as normal as we can get to now, it's still not how normal it really is in our world. I had a lot of learnings in the last couple weeks that, you know, me and my feelings about stuff, and I decided I was gonna share it because that a lot happened. I learned a lot about myself, and I feel like a lot of times we are so, we think we know who we are, and it's interesting to know that there are still so many areas of you that you do not know. And I think that that's something that I'm finding out about myself. And it is refreshing, but at the same time, it can challenge your sense of belief about yourself. You know, I think as human beings, especially for women, we are constantly evolving. As you know, there's definitely a lot more changes that women go through, from puberty to you know, adulthood, and then from being a, you know, single woman to getting married, being a mother. That those bodily changes is just one aspect of physical change, but I think most of the change happens internally. And I think as human beings, we all evolve and we change, and our perspective in life changes. And it can be for the positive, and it also can be for the negative, because just like anything else, there's always that good and the bad. And I think today I really want to talk about self-belief and challenging one's self-belief. And what I mean by that is, do you take some time to yourself to really discover or really give yourself that space to think about who you really are at this moment in time? It's very interesting. I have a coaching client that I was working with, and he felt like in the last couple weeks he was not making any progress. He felt like he wasn't an integral part of his team, and he felt like he was letting everyone down. And because he didn't get anyone's approval or anyone's feedback around how he's doing. And so he started beating himself up, thinking like, you know, maybe I'm not doing the right things, or maybe I'm not contributing. I think contribution is a big factor in feeling successful. And for him, he felt like he wasn't contributing. Although in my mind, when I, you know, as I'm coaching him, I know that he is successful. I see progress. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, it's good that he has a coach to encourage him and to give him that confidence that he needs, reassurance to him that things are moving in a positive direction, and that everything is okay, and that he is improving and he is contributing. But just think about us as women. I think most of the time we play the role of support. We play the role of encourager. We play the role of support system. And we usually are the one that compliments others and give others their strength, right? But what about us? You know, I don't think there's a lot of times where we get a lot of reassurance. I know that for a fact in my own life, in my own marriage, you know, my family, like my mom, is not someone that is very giving of her approval, so to speak. The reason why I wanted to create a Her Empowered Life is because I think that there's so many women out there that deserve so much more. And I really, truly believe that knowledge does empower someone, that it really gives you the courage to make the decisions that you need to make your life better. And sometimes we're stuck in the funk where, you know, you think that this is it. Like, is this what life is? And so if it is, then I'm going to be content about it. And I have always been a fighter. I'm always the one that challenges status quo, you know. Why can it be better? Why can't it be better than what it is right now? Maybe there is something else that is better than what it is. Maybe I can go out and seek it and find out for myself if there is anything better. Do I know that there's something better? I don't know that for a fact because I haven't experienced it myself. I'm just giving you an example. But I'm willing to take the risk to go out there to find out because I think that I would feel good at the end of the day coming back home and knowing that, you know what, I've searched and I've looked and I think that after searching and looking and understanding, I think what I have is much better than everything else out there. Because at the very least, you come home knowing that you've done your work searching. And I think you feel at peace with that. And sometimes as human beings, we want more, but we are afraid to go for it. And I think the main thing about that is really the lack of self-belief that you can do it. Like, you have the power to make a change in your life. And you have the power to ask for more. And you do not need anybody to rescue you from your unhappiness. You can. Am I saying that you don't need to receive help? That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying that you need to take the first step to ask for help. You need to take the first step to stay curious about your life, to go and seek answers for yourself. You know, I've seen women who are so, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not like any other woman, but at the same time, I mean, I think in general we have you know, similar traits, right? Women are more sensitive. We think a lot more about our family. But when do we stop and think about ourselves? And I think self-love is such an important thing. But a lot of us don't know how to self-love. And I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I'm saying that I've learned my lesson. I'm saying that I've learned to take the time to love myself. Because it is so important for you to do that for yourself to be whole. You know, as women, we are always giving to others. We are the nurturer. We are the everything that I said before. And we do not stop to think to take time for ourselves. You know, I think we do as women take time to ourselves to take care of ourselves physically. You know, I think some women like working out. Some women like going to the salon, get their hair done, get their nails done, get some massage. Do I think it contributes to wellness? Yes. You know, I think it does. But I do not think that that is enough. Taking care of ourselves physically is just an aspect. I think that there is so much more that we need to take care of inside, internally, that can contribute more to your growth. As I said, we are constantly evolving, and I think as we evolve, we start recognizing and finding out who we are for whatever reason. And I think mostly because we become busy, you know. We have a family now. We are not the focus. The kids are the focus. The family is the focus, and you put yourself in the back burner. I think in the modern world society, there is more focus or more emphasis around women being more attuned to what's happening in their life, and I think that's a good thing. But it's very outward focus around the physical piece, but not so much the mental and emotional piece. And why I say that that is so important and how it contributes to your self-belief is that the more you know about yourself, the more sure you are of yourself, the less you'd be confused about what's going on in the world and what the world is telling you you should be. I never believe what is being told to me ever. You can say that I'm a skeptic, but at the same time, I would love to say that, you know, I like to think for myself. I think that society has painted a picture of how women should be physically. And I think over the years, women have risen above and have more strength to prove that they are more than looking pretty. You know, there's some depth to us. But I think that there is definitely more opportunity for women to seek that, because not all women do that. The modern ones do, the ones that think for themselves do, the ones that are somewhat traditional in ways. I think that that's a struggle. And I think for me myself, just speaking from my own experience, I think that I spent a lot of my time in the past dwelling on things that does not work. And I'm like, why is life not working like it's supposed to? But what is supposed to mean anyway? You know, like I ask myself, like, why do I have all these accomplishments and I am still so unhappy on the inside? It seems like life is so empty, and I'm defined by my kids and my husband and my life, and like, who am I? And when you are not sure of yourself, I think it gets you to a place where you get a lot of self-doubt, and you stop being confident, and it's not really a good place to be. I think for the most part, we know who we are. But I think it's really important for us to dig a little deeper about who we are in the inner core than who we are as we present ourselves to the world. The world always has a perception of who we are based on how we show up. But I think that how we show up, whether it be positive or negative, can always get better. If you show up positively, awesome. Good for you. If you show up negatively, you can always do better. If you show up pleasantly and positively, you can always show up even more for others. Because you have some secret sauce going on there that maybe you need to share it. And I think the more we share and the more we challenge each other around what we go through in life, there is hope, and there is strength for others, because they realize that they're not alone, they're not crazy, you know. I think, like, people like my age, so I'm almost 40, and I think this is the time where a lot of women are very confused with their life. I mean, I think that there's a lot of times that we are confused with our life in general, right? When we are getting through different phases, like, you know, from dating and if I should marry this man to, like, okay, now I'm pregnant, what am I going to do? And then now I have a kid, you know, now you're experiencing motherhood and all that, all the whole package that comes with that. And I think the other phase that is the most challenging is the phase that I'm at right now, where, you know, your kids are somewhat independent. I mean, they are not needing you all the time anymore. You know, they have their life, they have their friends. You and you know, like, say you are married, or I'm not trying to be stereotype, but, like, in general, you know, at the age of, you know, mid-30s or late-30s, early-40s. I mean, you somewhat establish, you know, a foundation of career, home, somewhat stable life. You know, you're not really searching and looking anymore. You are really established and building on that foundation that you built years ago. And now is the time where it's starting to pay off, right? As in, the kids are getting older, your career is getting more established, you are feeling more financially set, but emotionally you're like, okay, what am I now? Because there is not much to fight for in that sense. And so, like, you're at the crossroads of, okay, my kids don't need me so much anymore. They still need me, but not right now. And, but who am I? Because, you know, you start busy with, you know, kids and sports. You're busy with the kids all the time. And then, and maybe you and your spouse don't talk as much because life happens and you're busy bussing the kids around to and fro, and you're like, okay, what am I? Am I just a mom? And I think you get to a point where you're like, you know, I want more. I want change. I want different. I want fulfilled. I want purpose. And I think purpose is a big word. Purpose is something that everybody yearn and live for. But your purpose as you evolve changes too, you know. Maybe when you first got married, your purpose is your husband. Maybe after you have kids, your purpose is your kids, you know. Or maybe before that or after that, your purpose is your career. But I think looking at the bigger perspective in life, you have to have a purpose beyond the kids, beyond the husbands, beyond the job, the career that you're in. You need to have a purpose within yourself. And what is that? And what is that self-belief you have for yourself? Discovering that passion. What are you excited about? What makes you full? And I think that confidence or self-approval can always be a challenging thing because it comes and goes. But in this recording, I really want to encourage you to think about your life a little deeper, beyond the wellness that you're taking care of yourself on the outside, but really thinking through and really thinking about how you can take care of yourself on the inside. And seeking and being curious and finding answers and empowering yourself with knowledge to build on that belief and that confidence and find that purpose, because that's what's gonna last you for a lifetime. All right, ladies, we've come to the end of our morning reflections. I hope that inspires you. I hope that leaves you with some thought-provoking and stuff to think about to empower your life. So I encourage you today to make that step to decide what that is for you. All right, well, until we meet again on Morning Reflections, have an awesome day. Thank you.